Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for February the 1st, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with invocation led by Commissioner Domain and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Sinegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we pause to acknowledge your majesty, to acknowledge your love, beautiful creation that you have allowed us to live in, work in. Lord, thank you for the gifts that you bestow upon us with such bounty that we often take them for granted. Lord, as we pause today to acknowledge your majesty, we ask that you lead us and guide us so that the things we say and do pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community.
Amen.
Please recite the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Items under purchasing. Item A, approved specs for IFB for dual frequency diver hail sonar for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Item B, approved specs for IFB for the sale of 1998 Champion 1010W Pro Paver, asphalt paver. Item C, approved specs for RFQ for drainage improvements to the South Central Garden area, Jefferson County. Item D, reject all bids received for RFB for a term contract for law enforcement uniforms for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and Correctional Department. Item E, reject all bids received for IFB for a term contract for law enforcement equipment for Jefferson County. Item F, award IFB for the sale of a former postal encoding center facility at 750 Pearl Street and the nearby parking lot to Richard Richard Design Service, Inc. in the amount of $2,111,000 with lease back concessions. Item G, execute, receive, and file offer for IFB for this former postal encoding building. Item H, consider and possibly approve a sole source exemption pursuant to the Local Government Code 262.024, Prin 7, Prin D, for a heated windshield to be installed on the MU-2 aircraft for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department to Intercontinental Jet Service Corporation in the amount of $36,000. Item I and J have been requested tabled. Item K, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Jamail Construction for the repair of the women's restroom ceiling tile. Damage is due to Hurricane Ike. And this is in accordance with TexMOS contract number 5-56060. $900? Okay, add $900 to items K and L. And item L is to receive and file this job order contract with Jamail for the $900. Item M, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the Local Government Code by donating it to a charitable organization, Goodwill Computer Depot. Item N, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the Local Government Code by donating it to a charitable organization, the Texas Recycling Association. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved, Judge.
Have a motion, Commissioner Alfred. Second, Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
I want to give a compliment to Commissioner Arnold. I read your information on F, and let us know how many jobs we're going to be relocating to downtown Beaumont. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner Alfred. I appreciate it, and I was going to have a few comments about that. The culmination of this sale, when it's concluded by RDS, will initially bring about 300 to 350 new professional jobs to downtown Beaumont. And it potentially can grow up to 400 to 450 jobs. Now, unfortunately, these jobs aren't coming in from outside the area. They're more or less moving within the county, or at least some of them are. But there will be a considerable amount that will actually be new employees, assuming that this company gets a contract with one of the expansions locally. This will be a major plus to downtown Beaumont economy. I know the restaurants and other facilities have suffered in the past, but I think this will be a huge windfall. On the negotiations for our letter of intent with Mr. Richard, I just want to make sure that the court and the public understands we don't pay a penny on a lease back on this property until such time we are in need of that property. There is no compensation granted to Mr. Richard initially or, you know, subsequently unless the county chooses or executes the option to occupy some of that space. And if you notice in the LOI and in the agreement, Mr. Richard, I think, and we came to a very reasonable rate that he would lock in for us for the 4 to 5 years that we potentially may need additional floor space at some future date. So I think overall, it puts it back on the tax rolls. Now will be a private held building, and I think it's a win-win for the county and the taxpayers of Jefferson County, and I appreciate the court's indulgence.
Thank you for all your help, Commissioner. You've done a great job.
Thank you, Judge.
Any other comments? Okay, all in favor of those items, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, receive and file executed amendment to CDBG contract number 727087, replacement of Hildebrandt Bayou Bridge, which extends the contract through July 12, 2010. Item B, receive and file executed limited waiver agreement with the City of Beaumont, Port Arthur and Needland regarding the annexation by the City of Needland of approximately 116 acres of airport property for economic development purposes. Item C, consider approving a non-exclusive easement agreement between Jefferson County and Air Liquid Large Industry USLP on land located in the Jefferson County at the Jefferson County Airport. Item D, consider and possibly approve the use of hangar number 4 for the Jefferson County Master Gardener Spring Plant sale on April 17, 2010. Is there a motion on these? Have a motion, Commissioner Senegal. Second, Commissioner Domain. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, regular county bills, check number 334910 through check number 335179. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering, item A, request approval to release retainage to Bartlett Coke LP for the design build at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar 7 in the amount of $141,980.42. It's application number 6. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion, Commissioner Domain, a second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, unanimous. Human Resources, item A, consider and possibly approve a part-time physician at a rate of $100 per hour for the Jefferson County Public Health Department. Item B, consider and possibly approve and receive and file a revision of the Personnel Policy Practices and Procedural Manual for Section 5.11, as computer, electronic, mail, and internet use policy. Is there a motion on these two items?
Judge, I thought, number one, we didn't have to have on the agenda.
Yeah, I think you're right, too, Commissioner. But anyway, I think both Commissioner Alford and myself at Loma pulled that budget meeting recording, if that's what you want to call it. And we did learn one thing, that that system is just not workable. And something needs to be done about it. But the best I could make out, and Commissioner, you can tell what you heard, but the best I can tell from that tape is that the court during budget authorized the doctor, Dr. Walks, to hire either a nurse practitioner or a, what else? Physician assistant or a physician. So anyway, there really is no need to have that on there unless legal has some reason that we need to act on. Okay, we'll just take that off. Item B, consider and possibly approve and receive and file a revision. Well, we already did. Is there a motion on that item? Commissioner Alford made the motion. Commissioner Senegal seconds. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Risk management. Item A, consider and possibly approve renewal of commercial property insurance policy effective February 1, 2010 with arsenic, I'm sorry, how do you say that?
Amarisk.
It's not arsenic, it's Amarisk. An annual premium of $1,115,618.50. And that is a 7% increase over last year.
Decrease.
Well, I'll get that right. Well, why don't y'all read it? Decrease over last year. I'm not feeling good. Maybe that's it. Item B, consider and possibly approve renewal of boiler and machinery insurance policy effective February 1, 2010 with CNA. At a flat annual rate of $8,000. Item C, consider and possibly approve renewal of excess workers' compensation and general liability insurance policy effective February 1, 2010 with Star National Insurance Company at a flat renewal rate with an annual premium of $100,000. Is there a motion on these items? Okay, you have a motion, Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Senegal. And we have a speech by...
No, not a speech, Judge. Just that 7% reflects about $190,000 decrease on that premium. And we have the representatives from McGriff, Siebels, and Williams here in case y'all have any questions. We thought they did an excellent job going out for us. And also, if you didn't notice, they have partnered with the Julian Salter Agency, so they do have a more of a local presence with us now, and so hopefully that'll all work out real well. But that we're very happy with the fact that we got a little bit of a decrease.
We are.
Carrie, when the postal encoding center is officially signed and transferred over, will they adjust that policy?
Absolutely. We just need to know when it's out of our hands, and we'll save ourselves a few more dollars.
Okay, thank you.
So Thank you, Mr. Erickson. We hadn't voted on that yet. Any further discussion? All in favor of items A, B, C under risk management, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes our agenda.
Judge, I just wanted to mention that we got an email today from John at Ford Park. They had a sellout crowd.
Oh, yes.
For the concert Friday night, first one, I think, since Cher, which was how many years ago?
2000.
So congratulations on that successful event, and look forward to many, many more.
So true, so true. That sets well in the market, too, I think. Whenever they see what goes on here, it can't do anything but enhance our position in that market. So great job, John, Lou, for all of that hard work. I understand we've got some leaks, and we want to get very diligent on that. And see what can be done about it. What do you say? Anything else? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're adjourned.